Giorgio, tell us about the legends of the dragon snakes.
Well, that is, to me, one of my most favorite topics, because all around the world, it doesn't matter what current culture, but also especially what ancient culture you talk about, they all have these very bizarre traditions and stories of these dragon snakes. Because usually you hear about flying snakes, usually you hear about, just dragons alone, but at the same time, in Asia, in South America, we have these stories of dragon snakes. And whenever these stories come about, and by the way, those stories are also found in mythologies in Native American myth. Like, for example, we have the Serpent Mound mystery in Ohio and things like this, where a flying snake, a fire-spewing dragon snake, descended from the sky and taught mankind in various disciplines, and then, woof, they just disappeared again. And so my question is, well, what is described here? Because did these dragons or these snakes, flying snakes, did they really exist as physical entities that they were, stuff that we see in fantasy movies mm-hmm. today and things like that they were actual biological entities? And my personal opinion on that is absolutely not, because, so far, not a single fossil of a dragon snake or a dragon serpent or a dragon, for that matter, has ever been found. There is no such thing. So to suggest that these quote-unquote mythological beings did exist physically, to me, is a bit bizarre to make that suggestion. So my question is, well, then what in that case was it that our ancestors saw?
What were they? Exactly.
Exactly. And according to the ancient alien opinion, they might have been some type of flying vehicles that looked to our ancestors like dragons, like some monstrosity flying. But they didn't understand the nuts and bolts aspects behind those technologies, because in many cases we can even read that the gods or the teachers from the sky actually walked out of the belly of those flying serpents. Now, who does that? Serpents, snakes are way too small for anyone to walk out of. So our ancestors had to use their vocabulary with which they were able to describe something. And, that's always what we have to think about. What is it that our ancestors tried to describe? Because they didn't have the same vocabulary that we have today.
And in some cases, Giorgio, they tried to depict whatever these things were on walls, caves, tablets. I keep thinking of that incredible piece of work at Abydos in Egypt. I mean, those look like helicopters. They look like submarines. They look like craft, don't they?
No, and that is absolutely right. It's downright incredible, because right next to those very intriguing carvings, at the same time, like, for example, in Guatemala, there are stories of these giant flying turtles that at one point in the Mayan past flew around in the sky, and they were used by the gods to travel from point A to point B. And we actually have carvings of these flying turtles. Now, both you and I know that turtles don't fly. They never did. And our ancestors, again, they were not, primitive intellectually speaking, but whatever they saw up in the sky did remind them of flying turtles. And so there is one example of Yaja Lake in Guatemala, where multiple artifacts have been found that can be seen today at museums, where you have one artifact that depicts, or that was created as a replica, a small replica, of course, of one of those flying turtles. And then right next to that, and it looks very UFO-like, the person is wearing a helmet, and the pilot, or the head is wearing some sort of pilot's goggles as they're worn today. And the body is very aerodynamically fashioned, and there's absolutely no pattern of a shell anywhere found on that body of that turtle. However, right next to it, another artifact was found from the same period, from the same culture, and it's a perfect rendition of a turtle. So with the legs, with the normal head, the turtle head, with the shell design and things like this. So right there, that, in my opinion, is concise proof that our ancestors were more than capable of discerning between one thing and another, because they knew exactly what a turtle looked like, and then they also made replicas or created something, manufactured something that was a bit different from a turtle, but it's still in the same realm, but there's definitely a difference. And right there we know that our ancestors, they knew what they were doing, and they were, I think they made all these carvings, all these replicas of these figurines, so that they would know, look, if we do this, at least we've done our job. If or whether or not our future generations will recognize what happened during our time, that's their problem. We experienced it, and here is what we did in order for you to never forget.